Scorpion, Snakes, and Pussycake. Yes, I'm still talking about Basketball Wives, and we're going to talk about the episode coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Listen. You bring out the animal.
All of the animals. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that you picked that.
Nice Jackie choice, is, girl.
Thank you.
Awesome job.
Trying to do a little something.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I like that. I'm impressed.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I'm Lanisha. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33. Light panel today. Michelle is out and Tequila, but they'll be joining us soon. Later on this next week or so. Yep. And we do have a special guest. Bonnie Jill is in the building today.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Well,
talk a little bit basketball wise.
Yeah.
See what you guys think.
Love it. Where can we find you on social media?
Social media at BJ Laughlin for Twitter and at Bonnie Jill on Instagram and Facebook, Bonnie Jill Laughlin.
Okay.
Perfect.
Cool. Yeah.
And to tag team off of that, hi guys, I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Now, before we get into the episode, I do want to talk about you a little bit, Bonnie Jill. Or do you prefer BJ?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
BJ, Bonnie Jill, that's not Bonnie. You're all good with
just
me.
Like, just not Bonnie. Okay. Yeah. Now, what I love about you is you were a cheerleader turned businesswoman, turned, like, badass. And I love that. Because most people think, you know, pretty face, cheerleader, whatever. You know, they're so fluffy and you really won't amount to anything, sorry to say.
No,
you know what I mean? That's what people
true.
Think. You know what I mean? But you are a sportscaster and... Really, you work with the NBA teams, an NBA scout. So tell us a little bit about your career outside of basketball.
Yeah, I started cheering in the NBA for the Golden State Warriors. Go Warriors. Mm-hmm. Go Dubs.
Yeah.
I got a shout out for that. And then I started cheering for the 49ers and then went to the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. But okay. I was going to school as well at University of Texas because you got to make sure you're getting your education. Mm-hmm. You got to look long term. Some girls think of like the very short time frame and they don't understand you got to know what you're going to do after. You can't be a cheerleader all your life. And you're very right because there's a stereotype. With cheerleaders or, any girl who has, somewhat of a, I don't want to just say just a pretty face, but, girls who are, just not the norm. They kind of like say, okay, well, they're probably just going to be kind of pigeonholed into one certain type of occupation. And I'm one of those that likes to prove people wrong. And so since a very small age, I always wanted to be working in sports, not just, as a cheerleader. That was my way that I was able to kind of get in.
Kind of get in the door.
Yeah, and I was a dancer all my life, professional ballerina, and then I love sports. So what's, that's the best way to combine the two. And to get, the best seats in the house and to network. And, and that's what I kind of did. I became very good friends with the owners of the Cowboys, the Jones family. And, I hate to say it, but sometimes it's a lot about who you know and talent as well, but who you know helps you get at least in the door.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So I was able to network to meet a lot of people and to take it to the next level. And after that, I was working for ESPN, then came to CBS and was working covering the Lakers. And then from there, the late Dr. Jerry Buss and Mitch Kupchak said, hey, we really want to try a female as a scout. And I said, okay. So I did it for a year, not getting paid because I really loved it. And then after that, they loved my scouting reports and signed me to a 5-year deal and another 5-year deal, making me the first and only female scout in the NBA.
Wow. Congratulations to that.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
So basically, like, you haven't been busy at all.
Right.
So
not at all. Like, I just sleep and just, like, drink wine. And that's it.
I just hang out and eat bonbons. No, that's amazing, Bonnie Jill. So did you grow up as an athlete, and is that why you were always drawn to the sports world? Or what drew you to that?
And I was very close with my father. And so, he had season tickets to the Warriors and the Giants and the Niners. I grew up in the Bay Area. Okay. And he just, I always wanted to go where Dad went.
Yeah.
And then I just had, like, a love for it. And I also played sports. I played softball. And, grew up in a horse ranch. So it was, riding horses all my life.
Awesome.
And so I just, I just loved it. And I just wasn't that typical kid who wanted the foam finger or, like, bothering Dad throughout the whole game. I'm asking my dad, like, who's that? And how fast does he run the 40? And this and this. And my dad's like... You're too little. Why are you asking questions like that? But I just had some love for it and passion for it. And, eventually I can make it a career. And so it's nice. It's like I work, but at the same time, I can't call it like work because I love what I do.
You love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the best kind of work.
Right.
It's what
Absolutely.
We all aspire to.
Right.
And not that it's not hard and, blood, sweat, and tears. But it's, at the end of the day, I love what I do. And
it's not something you dread doing. You wake up in the morning.
Right.
And it's like, I have to go here.
Right.
You
You tell me that story about your dad, and you remind me of that girl, the little young Hayden Panettiere.
Yes,
people remember tell me the that. Titans.
Really? Yes, 100%. I'm like, that's what I picture in my mind.
That's me when I was little. Like,
really?
Yes, and like just calling off stats and plays and routes and, you know, just, you know, and then I'm still like that. If I go to a bar and there's a bunch of guys talking, the guys will turn around and be like, I'm like, yeah, I know more sports than you, so shut up. So I've always just, I just love it, you know?
I do. I love that. My my question to you, sorry to keep we rolling here, girl. But do you, so I know that you worked both for the NBA and the NFL as a professional dancer, yes?
Right.
So which do you prefer?
It's funny. As a dancer, I loved dancing in the NBA because we have the court and you could really dance, if that makes sense, because you have the floor and there's not really any weather conditions you have to worry about because you're in the arena. But in the NFL, it's more of a look, you know, and kind of, you get to dance, but it's more of like the overall look. Like for NBA, they choose you on your dance ability.
Yeah.
And then in the NFL, they kind of the whole look.
Gotcha.
So I love both. I mean, I can't, you know, really knock either. I loved dancing, so that's why I like the NBA. But at the same time with the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys, that was such a huge stepping stone and so much, you know, exposure to try to do more after that.
That's what I was going to say. It's not just like dancing in the NFL, but Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Right. Yeah.
Which is
they're
a
like
cut
top
above.
Of the line. Yeah.
Yeah. They're the, you know, the top of the top. And when I first went to cheer for the Cowboys, I was used to Niners and Warriors where they, you know, they clap for us, but not a big deal. But then when they announced, you know, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, America's sweethearts, often imitated, never duplicated. Everyone started standing up. I was like, oh, someone must be. I mean, Smith must have ran out on the court, I mean, on the field. And no, they were standing up for us.
That's amazing.
So it's pretty neat that the fans really, I mean, that's part of the, you know, if you think about Dallas Cowboys, you think of the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. As much as the team, they're just as much of a team as anybody else.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
very much
that's
so.
Really great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That
love
is.
It.
Like I said, I'm proud of you for that.
Thank
you. Know
you.
What I mean? Making that transition. I think that's
thank
awesome.
You.
That's definitely showing women empowerment.
Right. And especially for women, I just feel like we can do whatever we put our mind to.
We definitely
and I don't care what career it is. If it's a male-dominated career, it doesn't mean a woman can't.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
get
girl.
In there and own it.
And that's I love the way you portray women empowerment, under, unlike Jackie.
No,
with
girl.
Her party.
That girl.
So let's tap into the episode a little bit.
Okay, yes.
Oh, gosh. Okay, first of all, I got to know about this party. First of all, that dress that you wore at that party
was that dress is beautiful.
Fire.
Oh, thank you.
It was so, I saw the very back of it and I like paused it. I was like, was that Bonnie Jo?
Thank you.
I want to see that dress. That dress
was
amazing.
My friend Stephanie Naylor, she used to work for Michael Costello and she went off on her own. So she's just starting off. So could you tell it how the Costello kind of feel?
It did.
Oh,
yeah. It did.
But she's on her own. So I've been kind of pushing her brand out.
Oh, well, we will definitely, definitely tweet that out and add it to our. To the link on our YouTube page, guys. Yeah. So check it out there because you can find it out there. If you miss it, we'll tweet it out and Instagram it and all the fun things. But that's awesome.
Thank you.
That's
yes.
so beautiful. All right. This party.
What did you guys think just watching it?
Just watching it, I was like, well, first of all, the previous episode when she was trying to pick the cake, it's like, okay, where are we going with this? All right, fine. You want to love your body. We're going to, you know, praise the woman body. Okay.
And I'm all for that.
But so that's why I was like, okay, well, this party may be interesting. But then we get to the party, and it's like an S&M kind of thing. Like I said, we had the scorpions there, some snakes, and it was just so much. And then the actual version of the cake that they did, it was just a lot.
Raunchy.
Very
raunchy.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
It was.
Was it uncomfortable to be there?
Thank you, because it was very uncomfortable. The whole time I kept saying, look at the producer, like, can I?
Like,
well, I felt like everybody was. Evelyn was like, how long do I have to stay here? Like, what do I need to do? It just
and
was
I didn't
so
really know what I was getting myself into, I'll be honest. They just said, wear a little more, show a little more skin than you normally would, and it's going to be, you know. So I wasn't really realizing. I wish I would have said more like, it's going to be
like
an SM
party.
So when I walked up the stairs and there's a guy with a whip, I would have been prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of was like, okay, can we go?
Exactly. We both were like, we would have been so uncomfortable. Like, at some point, I would have had to leave.
Right, and to each its own. It's just not my crowd.
Yeah.
So
course,
I wasn't comfortable, you know? And there was a lot of people that they didn't even show walking around, which is completely exposed. And I just, I don't know, I just felt like it was just dirty. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like use the restroom. I had to pee the whole time, but I'm like, I'm just going to hold it because I don't want to go to that same restroom they're using.
No.
Is that mean?
No, it's not mean because again, it's like, it's just not your crowd.
Yeah.
It's not your scene. It's to each his own, but it just seems so drastic.
Very over the top.
Just such a drastic choice of a party to have. Mm-hmm. To call it the love your body party, you need to call it the love your bondage party.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, prepare call it the party, mm-hmm. and then that'll know what I'm walking or myself into.
Or open to your sexuality party. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something that made more sense. Right. This wasn't, I was thinking more of an empowerment type.
Yes.
I don't know. It's not
speeches
this.
Here and there. Like,
yeah,
you know?
I don't know. Just something, right. Something different. Like, everyone goes around and says, well, they're, right. I don't know. Yeah. Like, just not that.
Not that at all. So were dudes allowed to go to that?
Yes.
I mean, the guys there? Mm-hmm. What was their impression of the whole thing?
Well, they were all in the bondage stuff and the leather.
No. I mean, that, your guys. Yeah. Like,
oh,
your guys.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I feel like, I bet your guy was happy he decided not to go. Because when you guys were at dinner with Jackie and Doug, he was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll go. And then Doug was like, mm-mm. And he's like, oh, well, I'm not going either.
And yeah, I should have taken that hint, right? That it's going to be something kind of different.
Yeah. No.
Because Doug was like, oh, I won't be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was very curious to see, because, you know, we don't see everything, obviously, on these kind of things. But I was very curious to see if any of the guys
Nope, they weren't allowed.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably for the best, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, Kareem would have said we're going.
Yeah. Walked in and walked right back out.
Yeah.
And then they had a lot of animals, you know, that, and if anyone knows me, I'm this, you know, big animal activist, so I didn't like that they had these, like, snakes and rabbits being passed around, and who knows what they're doing with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it bestiality? Like, I don't know, y'all.
People have that fetish, too. They have an animal fetish. That's a thing.
And so when I saw the scorpion, so I kept going up to, like, people say, that snake needs to go. That rabbit needs to go. The scorpions don't touch him. Like, but they didn't show that. But I was, like, kind of like, damn it. I was trying to, like, that's why only I didn't want to leave, because I was, like, the animal wrangler, making sure these animals.
Well, yeah.
This scorpion doesn't go up someone's ass or something. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, right?
I've heard some weird stories. That's all
that's
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I was like, okay, no, PETA is here, and this will not be happening.
So, and speaking of the whole animal thing, we talked a little bit about this off camera, but there is a whole puppy culture of this that ties into this whole S&M sort of thing that Tammy alluded to in the episode.
Right. And because Jackie came in, she had made her grand entrance, and she came in with a leash. She was on a leash. She was like, well. So I guess I'm not sure who it was, but she was.
I think it was Kiana, right?
Was it?
Kiana.
Oh, it was Kiana.
I thought it was Kiana. I
missed that. But yeah, so she was Kiana submissive and with the whole leash and everything. And I was like, okay. But then, yeah, you found out about the puppy play.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that again?
So apparently there's a whole community. And guys, please tweet me or Instagram me or DM me and let me know if I'm incorrect. I'm very, very green in this world. I am married.
Yes, me too.
I have been for a long time, and so this is not my forte. But I did some reading, and I did find that there is a whole culture of men and women who basically like to play like their puppies.
I thought you were going to say puppies were involved.
No, man.
I was like, you better tell me where. Because I will take this.
No, she's
like
about to go off.
Yeah, so I was like, where is this at? Because I'm going to raid this place after the show.
No. Thank goodness that's not the case.
Do they dress up like puppies?
Yeah, so basically the story that I read was sort of something where a man walks into, say, like a bar and holds up a pink ball and all of a sudden whoever participates in this community stops what they're doing and watches, and then he throws the ball, and they ferociously bark, and they chase the ball, and it's a whole thing. Now, what I did go on to read was that sometimes it is this it's not necessarily a sexual thing, that it's meant to be sort of this thing of empowerment or learning how to not get so much in your head and just play and be a part of life. And think that may be the point of what the culture is.
You're going to make me Google this now.
I know. Everybody Google and tell me that I'm wrong.
I'm going to look it up some more.
It was really fascinating.
Do you dress up like a puppy too?
I think so.
Oh, well, that's kind of cute.
I think so. Yeah. So, so what I did end up reading actually was that it was less a sexual act and more of a kind of companionship or comfort or
still kind of weird.
It is.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do your thing, but that's weird.
Yeah. Again, to each his own.
To each his own. Yes. Yeah.
Not my jam.
Yeah. As long as you're not hurting anyone or animals, we're good.
Yeah.
That's right. How many animals do you have?
On what day? Right now?
Today.
I have 3 dogs and 3 cats.
Okay.
And then I have horses as well. They don't live with me, my horses. But yeah, a lot of animals. And then my parents have a 30-acre ranch, so they have tons of animals.
Awesome.
Yeah. We rescue all these dogs and cats and chickens and goats and pigs and cows and turkey. And
wow.
Yeah.
So have you always been... have you always had this sort of activist side of you in terms of animals?
Yeah, I think, again, it was at a small age. I think everything that is kind of a passion of mine, sports, animals, mm-hmm. and the military, is all was instilled in me as a, you know, as a child, mm-hmm. and it kind of just stuck. And so animals of my mom used to rescue dogs back when it was called the Pound, you know, but it's called the Pound.
Yeah.
And so we just, you know, and then I always just kind of just loved animals and felt more connected to animals than people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I don't know, that's where it kind of just came from. And then after that, just came kind of a mission for me to save animals and be kind of a voice for them.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you certainly are. Are you are you an only child?
I'm not. I have a little brother.
You have a brother? Okay.
Yeah, I think if I do next season, he'll be on the show a little bit. See him. He's a character. He's pretty funny.
Is he single? Yep. Is he cute?
He's yeah.
Is he? Yeah. Are you looking?
He's gay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Yeah. Very good looking. He looks like Antonio Zapata, like Ricky Martin type. He looks a little more Latin than I do, but yeah.
Oh.
But he's always out in the town in West Hollywood at the Abbey.
What happens at the Abbey?
Right?
Mm-hmm. The Abbey.
So we're different. It's just funny. So my brother's more into like fashion and what's going on, and I'm like into sports. Like he wouldn't know who won the Super Bowl, and he'll tell me like, oh, that you shouldn't wear that. You know?
How awesome. What's the age difference between you guys?
7 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
great.
So I was really used to being an only child.
Yeah.
So when he came around, I was like, uh-uh, you got to go. There's only room for one of us, and you came. Yeah,
that's about to take it.
I was set my weight. You know, you're 7 years old, and all of a sudden, this, you know, a little alien's born. I'm all, "What are you? Why are you here?"
So. Yeah,
but now we're closer now. But growing up,
of course,
not at all.
Okay,
that was kind of my brother and I. Like,
really?
Yeah, we're about kind of almost 5 years apart.
But you know, it's too much time.
Yeah, and then it was like. I mean, I was only four, but still, it was like, I know my parents. These are my parents.
This is my territory.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you need to live somewhere else.
Are we all oldest children here?
No, I'm a middle, but I'm the only girl.
Oh, okay.
So I'm having that. Okay.
I'm the oldest, but I'm the oldest of six. So I never had a time. I never had a time where I didn't have a kid around me.
Wow. Well, that's the South, so.
Yeah, exactly. My brother and I are 11 months apart. And
Well, see, you're probably really close then.
Yeah, we are.
I'm sure we'd be closer if we were... And the age gap wasn't so big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there's 8 years between me and my youngest biological brother, and then my youngest brother is actually 9. He was adopted. So.
See, that's what I want to do. I want to adopt.
Yeah.
I'm really into that.
Super. That'll be cool. Definitely an awesome thing.
Yeah. Now, I thought this was funny when you said this on the show, but did people kind of come at you from wanting to be like a puppy mom? Like, you were like, if I could have
Puppy. Yeah, people were like, oh, you're crazy. I'm like, no, if I could birth like puppies, I probably would have a bunch because they're so cute. And then all, you know, they just go on a leash and go, and I don't have to like have them crying in the middle of the night.
Right.
Because
if I don't get my sleep, I'm like psycho.
Girl.
And so that's why I want to adopt like a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year old.
At least have them potty trained, right?
A 16 year old, so then you can like help me with errands and stuff.
You can be your like Uber driver.
Yeah, at the same time. Right. No, but I don't know if like, you know, a child's for everyone, you know, and at least I can admit that.
Yeah,
you know?
And I think it's good to admit that instead of getting to, you know, trying to please someone else, you have a child and then you may not be the best mother because it's not what you want.
And I feel like a lot of people are selfish, but they still have a child. And I know that I'm selfish and I'm all about like my career and so forth. And so I want to be a good mom. I don't want, you know, my kids be raised by a nanny. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel like it's not, you know, for me. So I really am into like adopting. I go to a lot of third world countries and see so many children that need homes. And if I could provide something like that when there's so many, you know, that need a home, you know, I adopt, you know, dogs and cats. Why wouldn't I adopt a child?
Absolutely.
So that's what I would love to do, like adopt a child from like Haiti or Dominican or something like that.
Yeah.
Is Cream into that as well?
Well, he has 2 children already, so I think that's nice that he can already say he's got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he would love to have, you know.
That's really good.
Child.
That kind of works for you, so you don't have that pressure.
Exactly.
In the relationship.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, he's always like, oh, don't you want to have, you know, one of, you know, your own? I'm like, I'm not that egotistical. Like, I don't need to have one of my own, you know, mini me. But, you know, if it happened, it happens. But I really would love to just be able to provide, you know, a home for a child who really needs it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Well, there's plenty of those out there, so I applaud you.
Exactly.
Applaud you.
I also like you this episode. We saw a lot more of you this episode.
Yeah,
so that
I know.
Was good. I was excited. I'm like, oh, great, she's coming on this.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot
this
of people.
And
we never know what's going to happen. So it worked out good. But you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, how come you're not in certain episodes? I'm like, well, I actually like work. Like, I have like a job,
right?
You know, like I have to pay bills and such, and don't have my husband or someone taking care of that. So you know, I love what I do. So there's so many times where they were filming, and I had to cover the NBA All-Star Game, or I had to cover the Super Bowl, or you know, whatever it may be. And that's kind of a first priority to me.
Yeah, that's your check. Absolutely. You know, your real check.
Yeah. So it worked out, you know, that, you know, there's times I could come. And so that's why you saw a lot of me this episode.
Well, I'm really happy that we did because I'm a super fan.
Yeah, we got some. Know you a little bit better and your personality, which I like because I like how you kind of confront Malaysia, but not in a, you know, catty way, but just kind of calling her out on her stuff.
You know? I mean, there's no need to be catty. You know, we're grown women, which I think people, you know, need to remember is that we're grown women. A lot of women have, you know, kids, grandkids. So there's a way you can approach a friend, you know, another, you know, female about a situation without it getting crazy and, you know, fighting and all that. You can just, you know, tell them they're wrong and they can take it or not.
Right.
Yeah. You gotta have friends that are willing to have the hard conversations with you.
Yes, definitely.
Right. You know?
And I like Malaysia. Like, I don't dislike her. I just think that the what happened in bringing, you know, her best friend, Brandy, into that situation, we all saw that the girls didn't really want her there. Exactly. I thought it was just wrong.
And it caused
a really big kink in the whole vacation. Like, it was, you know, it was somewhat of our time for us to bond, and it ended up being like a bad deal, and the girls left, and I got stuck staying there, and so anyway.
And it was also like time for you guys to kind of bounce back from all the drama that happened in the house, so it was like, you know, okay, a release, and now we can all kind of come back together, and then boom, this, you know, Malaysia drops this bomb by bringing Brandy.
Right, and the next day we were going to go to the pool, we were going to the spa, we had all these plans, and so it really... just, I don't know.
Well, I can always appreciate somebody who's willing to call something for what it is and to say some, you know, just, and not in a mean way, not in a malicious, not in a malicious way, but just is able to call something out and say, hey, you know, this is not cool.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I love about you on the show is that you seem to be the straight shooter, the sort of voice of reason a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be. I'm not perfect either, but I try to just bring the girls because there's times where I feel like, we're all women. Like, we should be lifting each other up. And, like, why can't we ever go out or do something without any drama?
Right.
Like, I hate that. That's, I mean, like, yeah, that's fine every now and then. But we're going to have conflict. We know that. But we can't go to dinner one time without, like, shit going down.
Right.
I mean, come on.
I want to ask you about dinner with Sania in Palm Springs.
Yeah. And they edited it out, which is so funny because a lot of people go, oh, you didn't say anything to her. I actually said to her.
That's what Kristen said. Kristen told us when she was here a couple weeks ago. Yeah, she was like, no, she stuck up for herself.
I actually said, excuse me. I said, I may be the quiet one or the one you think you could say something to. I said, but don't ever talk to me like that. Mm-mm. But they edited it out for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, we got it here, and
that's an exclusive fact.
Yeah, and I was upset because everyone goes, oh, look at, you know, she's a punk, she didn't say anything back. I'm all, oh, no, I said something back.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I just thought, because the whole thing was just ridiculous. Like, all of a sudden she tells me to shut up. I wasn't even talking either, which is weird. I'm all, what?
Did you know her before Palm Springs?
Sania. I did not.
Okay.
I did not. And I kind of go off first impressions. I know that can be, you know, judgmental, whatever it is, what it is. But she really did not come off professionally.
Not at all.
You know, she said she's a stylist. And so professionally and personally, I think she made herself look really bad, you know. And whether it's for more airtime, whatever it is, you still have to remember, like, you know, when the show's done, you got to deal with a lot. And I think she, like, really, you know, didn't do herself justice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not who she is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything but that.
Yeah.
So I've kind of just gone off of that and other things, and it's always kind of the same. So I'm just like, okay, that's someone that may be in the circle at times, but it's not someone I would hang out with outside of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and unfortunately, we live in a day and age where once something's out there, it's really hard to pull it back.
Yeah.
And really hard to take it back. And I think she, like you said, has put herself in a lot of compromising situations that maybe might come back.
And I don't think it was worth it.
No.
Yeah, but I was going to kind of say. Like, at the same time, we're also in a world with this social media and all the drama. I was kind of talking about that earlier, where it's bad that you may watch something that seems interesting, but you don't have that conflict as much. You don't have that drama, so you don't feel that interested in it.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing. Like, she just wanted to come in and be so dramatic, and, you know, oh, maybe they'll want to bring me back because I bring, you know, this attitude and drama and these problems.
And you nailed it. Exactly that. And I just don't think, you know, and if you're a stylist, I don't know one woman who's going to want her to style them. Am I right?
Exactly.
Putting her down and saying all that stuff? Like, so professionally, I think it was not good for her.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Because you want the stylist to do the complete opposite.
Thank you.
Make you feel
build
better.
Build you up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not make you feel bad about yourself. Make you cry. Like, I don't know who wants that.
Yeah.
No. Some S&M person who likes weird shit or something. I don't know.
It's like scorpions in their booty.
Right. Exactly. Sting me. I like it.
Yeah.
Speaking of some, a lack of S&M. So we actually talked about Malaysia or dropped this little bomb tonight that she wants to not drink not have sex until marriage.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think about that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was talking to her sister. You know, she's, because, you know, she's divorced from her husband. She's been dating a few people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
She dated a rapper, I believe. And so she's like, mm-hmm. I'm tired of the boys and I want to settle down with someone. So she's going to lock it up mm-hmm. until that time comes.
Yeah, good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
I think it's awesome too. I'm celibate as well, but also I'm single as fuck. So I don't know. I don't know how truly celibate I am.
I'm celibate, but that's called marriage.
Oh, right? That's
I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just kidding, Jason. I love you.
That's funny. No, so I actually respect that. I think that's great.
So I think,
you know, and I think she's into her faith, you know, so that's good.
Yeah. Because like she said, her sister was like, test the waters. And she's like, I tested the waters and he ran away with my box. But just meaning like, you know, the guy will take a piece of you. And, you know, if you're not careful, kind of all of you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
and
right,
I think
right.
she just came out of a marriage and she's realizing like, I just don't have that much to give just anyone. Mm-hmm. So I just want to do it for the right
person.
No, I
totally respect that.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Definitely.
I really like that a lot.
I think that's cool. Yeah.
Did you know any of the women before you came on the show?
I knew Shawnee.
You know Shawnee.
Yeah,
okay.
Because when I worked for the Lakers, Shaq was on the team, and so I knew Shawnee then. And then, you know, kind of somewhat kept in touch when we saw each other, you know, and such, you know. But it was nice to actually now actually be around her. Because I really like her, and she's a really good person. And I've become very close with Evelyn. So me and Evelyn are, you know, always texting and, you know, getting together and so forth. I'm going to go see her in Arizona. So that's
nice.
I really like Evelyn and Tammy, too. Tammy's a hoot. She's just so funny.
This is my favorite season of seeing Tammy. Every time she comes on, she looks amazing.
Doesn't she look gorgeous?
Yes, she does.
So good this season.
She's, like, getting better with age.
She really is. She's like a fine wine.
Yeah. Right. She is slaying, like, every episode. In this episode, too, she had some shirt, like a kind of embellished sequined shirt on. Mm-hmm. I loved it, though.
Yeah, she looks gorgeous. Yeah. And I like her. I really like her. Some people, before I did the show, it's so funny. Uh-huh. Before I did the show, so many people were like, oh, okay, you're probably bond with, you know, they're trying to figure out, like, how I am. They're like, I don't know. You may like Tammy, you may not. And I love Tammy. So, she's great, and, you know, she's a straight shooter, so I like that.
Yeah. I love that.
That is cool.
I love it. I love
it. So those three of the girls, you know, that I actually, you know, besides Kristen, because I knew Kristen from before as well, and the other ones, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, they're bad people. They're just, you know, not my cup of tea.
Just not your thing.
You gotta find your tribe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
You do. You know?
Find your tribe.
Or like Jackie, just try to build one and, you know, see who works, see who does
it. Girl, she just keeps putting people on top of people and everybody just runs away.
Right? It's like, just have you in Malaysia and call it a day. You know what I mean? But she's like, she's trying to build this army. And at first, when Evelyn was bringing this up, I felt like she was kind of filling herself too much because Evelyn felt like, oh, Jackie may be threatened now that I'm here. But then when she broke it down, it kind of made sense because Jackie did kind of have Tammy and Shawnee on her side a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Tammy and Shawnee are closer to Evelyn.
Of course.
When she comes back in town, like, okay, yeah, these are really my friends.
Right.
So then Jackie
kind of,
and real friends. Mm-hmm. So now Jackie kind of feels like an outsider and also like maybe weak in the situation because she doesn't have anyone on her side.
And there definitely is like a kind of a divide now, a line in the sand. If you can kind of, I don't know if you can kind of see like the two different kind of a line.
You know? It feels like it.
But it's, you know, that's to be expected, I think, when you keep isolating yourself and you keep drawing that line yourself. You're going to end up kind of just drawing a box around yourself, you know? And I feel like that's what Jackie has done over the, really this season for sure, but over the past couple of months, all I've just seen of her is just a lot of running her mouth before she knows what she's really talking about. Mm-hmm. A lot of just kind of, and I think that her intentions are pure because I think deep down Jackie has a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I think Jackie's biggest enemy or Jackie's biggest problem is Jackie. You know what I mean? Like, I think she gets
that's very much.
She gets in her own way time after time time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? I'm like, girl, just take a step back and just be real.
Right.
You know?
And also just chill out. You don't have to be involved in everything.
Well, that's what it is. I think she kind of wants to be friends with everyone.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and wants to make sure that everyone kind of likes her. So then she goes to different people. When, you know, at a certain age, you kind of just like, I don't care if you like me or not. That's where I'm at. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to be me. And if you like me, you like me. If you don't, I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm fine. And she, you know, and I think she just wants to make sure she's invited to everything. And I don't want to be invited somewhere, y'all, if I'm not ask to be there and, right, or exactly. feel upset about it. Like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think she needs to get in that kind of space in her head that she's okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Because she's not, you know, I actually, you know, have had some conflict with her, but at the same time, I actually don't think she's like a bad, bad person. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's, you know, where I can see that she has a big heart when I've tried to right. tell her about, educate her about animals, like stop wearing your fur coats. And then mm-hmm. I show her video. She's like, oh my gosh. Like, so I don't think, you know, you mm-hmm. can see that she has a sensitive side. I don't know, but she's just trying to prove something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And I think a piece of her also, like, she just wants to stay young forever, like, forever young. And it's like, it's okay if you do that in a certain way, if you still are an adult about the situation and how you maneuver. But with her, it's like, she's still messy in certain things.
Yeah.
And
you can't do that anymore. Yeah, like, you gotta, like, yeah, like you said, like, mm-hmm. you have, there's certain things you have to kind of change, like, from the way you dress, the way you act. Like, you can mm-hmm. still go to Disneyland and have fun and be yeah. silly with your girlfriends mm-hmm. and all that, but there's a certain, like, thing that you gotta just... You know, like, mm-hmm. and be the bigger person at times, or take the high road, and it's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you're, you know, that someone is even going to look down on you because you didn't stand up mm-hmm. for yourself. Sometimes you just walk away, you know?
Right, yeah.
I mean, I get that. To me, as far as, like, a playing field goes or in my brain, I sort of look at Jackie could be like Shawnee. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like she, or maybe she wants to be sort of the mothering type, the nurturing type, the one, mm-hmm. you know, I think mm-hmm. she just keeps getting her in her own way the whole time. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's, like, I view them as equals. Mm-hmm. I just feel like Jackie, I don't know what I'm trying to say, really.
I'm looking at you to see what you're thinking. No, I think, you know who popped into my head? The mom from Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Amy Poehler?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm not,
so, I love
awesome.
That movie.
I'm not an old mom. I'm a cool mom.
Right? Yes, I love exactly. that movie. And I think like she wants to be motherly, but she yes. also wants to be, you know, all in with right. the young girls and what yes. they're doing and things like that. So I can see, but Shawnee, she knows her place. She knows her position.
That's right. what I'm and trying to right, say. Right, yeah. right. I think that mm-hmm. Shawnee knows how to do what Jackie is trying to do.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah. Shawnee's really smart. You know, when it comes to business and it comes to, I mean, look at what she's done. You yes. know, she's built her empire and still being a you know, a great mother. Mm-hmm. And so I think Jackie maybe should kind of try to follow in those, you know, those footsteps.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I think sometimes Jackie's forcing certain friendships too with certain mm-hmm. girls on the show that don't really aren't happening organically, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah. so like with me, it's like I'm not forcing. It's like who I just feel like the most compatible with, you yeah. know what I'm saying? Because even yeah. like with friendship, you kind of see who you would hang out with, who, you know, things that you have in common and, yep. you know, and not forcing it.
Right.
Yep. Well, speaking of building an empire, you lady have built quite an empire for yourself. Do you still have a clothing line?
I do. Double Play Sports. Wear and it's okay. in NBA arenas, and we're actually going to do like a side type of apparel line as well, and we're going to be releasing it soon, so I'll keep you guys posted, and we're going to have that on the show as well.
Oh, that's yeah, that is
so
cool.
exciting. Yeah. What kind of apparel is it?
So we do, I mean, for the NBA it's obviously just like teams, mm-hmm. you know, but now with the offset it's going to be something like, you know, when you kind of like travel, like, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm always like to be like comfy, mm-hmm. so when you're traveling, when you're working out, you know, different type of, you know, kind of you know, lounge.
Okay, I was gonna say like loungewear, but still with the teams yeah. and stuff.
No,
oh no, not with the. Oh, yeah. This is gonna be separate.
Yeah, this will be separate oh, okay. as well, so it won't have any of the teams on it. You know, because but it's, you know, for me, like when I run errands, I still want to look cute but yes. comfortable. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like the cute, comfortable type.
Especially the airport traveling, you want to be comfortable, but then you want to be cute.
Just you in case you see someone, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, and you look, you know, hot mess, right? you still like look cute,
right?
You
exactly.
know, but
exactly.
you can look cute, but you can still like snuggle up against the window and like yeah. fall out if you want it, right?
I love it. I love that.
Exactly. I will definitely be looking out for that.
Yes.
Double Play Sportswear. Is there a website?
Yes, dpsportswear.com.
Love it.
Yes, and so it's me and my best friend who cheer with me on the Niners, and so we have been doing this for a while, yeah. and now we're just trying to kind of, you know, keep going different places, and Forever 21 is going to pick up our line as well.
Okay, awesome. I was just about to ask, yeah. what is it in stores?
Yeah, so we'll awesome. See it there as well, because, you know, unfortunately, you can do, like, the high end, but it's, like, sometimes that mediocre, it's more, like, quantity, you know, yeah. you're going to get, mm-hmm. you know, a lot more girls who are going to buy stuff, so we're kind of doing the high end stuff when it comes to the NBA, yeah. and then kind of the mediocre, you know.
Love
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
And it's going to be shown on the show?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be great, too.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. I can't wait. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, and then we'll eventually, you know, if I go on and do the next season, because uh-huh. I haven't decided yet, you know, maybe mm-hmm. do more with it.
Yeah.
Now, are there any red signature Baywatch swimsuits in that line?
No, I know. I only have two left. I've kept them. And everyone goes, you should sell them. I'm like, no.
Oh, my gosh. That is, because you were on, what, how many, 4 or 5 episodes of Baywatch? That's amazing.
Yes.
So have you seen the new film that just came out with The Rock and Zac Efron?
No, but I heard it's bad.
I heard it's not great. I'm not going to lie. I mean, do know Kelly Rohrbaugh.
Sorry, got it.
Choking. Okay. No, you're okay, girl. Get your water. I do know one of the girls, Kelly Rohrbaugh, and I were in an acting class together.
Oh, which way? Which one is she?
The blonde, the tall, skinny blonde.
Blonde.
Just, you're right.
Just on the front of Cosmopolitan, I believe.
Okay.
She was just on the front of that. So you know, like we're basically doing the exact same things with our life.
Yes!
I'm not been on the front of Cosmopolitan magazine, but we're
gonna get
there.
You claim it and you put it
right,
into existence.
Girl. I will see you soon, there. Cosmo.
Yeah, it was funny because when they kept talking about they're gonna do a movie.
Uh-huh. Right.
It never happened, and finally it's like, oh, The Rock. But then it's like a comedy, so it's so different from the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was only on for 5 episodes, but I had such a great time, and it was such a, at the time it was so iconic, and it was just cool to be like in that, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like you're on in the heyday.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hasselhoff. And, yeah. You know.
The whole night.
So I haven't seen it.
Okay. You haven't seen it. Did you at least go to the premiere or any
party
tour?
No, I was going to because it was in Miami, and so I couldn't. It wasn't here.
Okay. Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. Wait, how's the Hoff? Do you guys keep in touch?
No, but I see him every now and then.
Okay.
And
sure.
He's amazing.
I that's like an energy that I would
he
just
He doesn't like
really
age. Right? I feel like he looks the same.
Yeah, it seems
he does,
like he does.
He actually does
did
look
you
pretty
think
good.
A
yeah.
Bit?
No, yeah, he looks the same.
He seems very much the same since he did that he did on that that show. I always had a crush on Hobie. I had a crush on Hobie.
That was his son, right?
Yeah. I think there was one episode that I remember. Like,
I love that
like,
she knows. She goes, "That's son, right?"
Yeah. And you were like 12,
right?
I think I was 12. You were probably like 4. No, but I think there was like one episode where he like rescued a girl on a jet ski and like they went off to a cove and had a kiss and I was like, oh
yes, they did.
I
remember that.
Kissing Kobe on a jet ski somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, it was such a fun show. It was so long ago and it wasn't like, you know, you had the best acting chops or anything, but it was more just a fun, you know.
That's awesome. That's so fun.
And sorry, I keep coughing. I've got these allergies and I can't get rid of it.
Southern California allergies are no joke.
Not at all.
No joke. I actually went to Stagecoach like 9 or 10 weeks ago, however long it was, and lost my voice completely out there, and it still has not come back.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, no. Like I have.
There's
no...
something about the pollen or something recently,
really
and I travel so much, I'm always getting these like bad allergies. So sorry for my coughing attack.
That's okay. It's all good, girl.
Now I want to get into a little bit of some predictions. I don't know if you can maybe spill a little tea, maybe.
Okay.
But the. Predictions. Lights too?
No lights.
No lights. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So scary. But the rest of the season, it is about to get interesting. Mm-hmm. So Jennifer is coming back.
Yep.
And they showed a little clip, and I must say, I said it that Evelyn wasn't going to be able to stay on her straight and narrow too long. I don't know exactly who she's. Going at it with, but yeah, Evelyn's about to snap soon.
Well, we did see a little sneak peek of Jennifer at whose book was it?
Tammy.
Jackie crashed.
Tammy had her book. Her mistress.
Tammy had her book, right. And Jackie crashed it. Yes. So I do remember
in her fur coat.
In her fur coat.
From like Cruella de Vil, but that's all right.
And like I said it then, and I'll say it again. But like we live in LA. Is it ever necessary?
Never that cold.
No, it's never that cold. And John Sally, it's so funny. He's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys know John because he's sometimes the mediator for the reunion. He said to me, because he's a big animal activist as well, the best way to tell a woman not to wear fur coat is tell them how fat they look in it because you always look kind of big in it because it's big.
Yeah.
So
he
big.
Goes, they won't care maybe about the animals, but they will never wear that coat again.
Because
he said he's told women, God, that coat makes you look fat. And then they're like, okay, that's going to Goodwill tomorrow.
John Sally. Wow.
But that's a good way to put it, right?
Yes.
There it is.
I would get rid of mine.
You don't look thin when you wear a fur coat.
No.
You don't. No. They are so big and poofy.
Well, because they're meant to be. They're meant to keep you warm. We live in a place that's 75 and sunny, like 365 days a year. Is there ever a reason to wear a fur coat in LA?
No.
Is what I want to know. But anyway, so we saw a little piece of Jennifer at that, but we didn't really get to hear from her.
Right, she didn't say anything. And so there were rumors like Evelyn had the power to stop her from being on the show. And so when we saw her there but didn't speak, I'm like, well, wow, maybe she really did have that power. But now... Yeah. You see otherwise.
Because same thing, we weren't sure either. We kept hearing, you know, as a cast, we weren't sure. And then all of a sudden she was there. So
They kept that on wraps, like, for real.
Very much so.
Yeah, I'm interested to see. So I think her, Jennifer and Evelyn are going to sit down and have a talk. Mm-hmm. And I think that, Jennifer, she started to become more, like, into herself and standing up for herself more. Mm-hmm. So I think during that talk, I feel like Jennifer is the one that's going to let Evelyn have it when they have a little conversation.
I guess time will tell.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. You're close to Evelyn.
Yeah, I mean, they were such good friends. So it's actually kind of always sad when you see friends like that.
That is true, though.
End up going down that path. But at the same time, you know, what Evelyn has told me is that, you know, Jennifer kind of crossed her, you know, with a lot of things. And sometimes things are unrepairable. You can be cordial. You can be fine with each other. But you're never going to be able to be back where you were because there's a trust, you know, issue now, you know. And, you know how us women are. Once you, you know. Go down,
definitely.
We're very, you know, tough about that, you know, and then it always sticks, you know, always analyzing,
and then anything that they do, it may,
with
you're questioning
men or
it.
Men or women, everything. You know, if a man lies to you or a woman lies to you, you always are like, I don't trust you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe rightfully so, you know?
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe rightfully so.
And I don't know, you know, the details, so, you know, I'm just, as an outsider, but, you know, that's...
She's got some big shoes to fill, I think. Yeah. I think she's got some proving to do and some big shoes to fill, so that will be interesting to see.
Yeah, to see how this all plays out.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for joining
us. Oh, thank
you.
Yes, so this was awesome. Yeah, and thank you for embracing me and enjoying the show and you know, enjoying that I'm kind of, you know, different in the pack.
Oh, you are a breath of fresh air, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything that you bring to the show, and just your platform is awesome. So
thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Tell everyone where they can meet you. Not meet you, but
find you,
stalkers.
I'm like, I don't know if I feel like comfortable with my address. I'll tell y'all, but I don't know about. At BJ Laughlin and at Bonnie Jill.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And I'm Lanisha. You guys can find me at Lanisha_33 on Instagram and on Twitter. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.